Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of A Higher Branch, where I answer your questions. And over the last few weeks, we have had quite a few episodes that has sparked some debate, even some objection, some acknowledgement. And out of those, we have some questions. And this is a chance where I can actually engage with you and we have a conversation. Kind of virtual conversation about some of these topics. Today's episode is dedicated to those, and I want to kick it off with the first. Now, it's not a question specifically from one of our listeners, but I did a recent episode. It was the tips to upgrade your life in 2024, and more recently, tips on how to live to 100, which talked about socializing as an important element to living a healthy and happy life. And we had a lot of positive responses to the importance of socializing, but there was a lot of people who stated that they would rather be on their own or with a pet and not socialize at all. So I wanted to do a deeper dive into this topic and address those concerns from introverts specifically. And I'm going to put my lawyer hat on today and convince you of the importance of socializing. Now, if you are a new listener to this podcast, first of all, welcome and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future episodes. But for all your existing listeners, you would know that I use a framework that I designed when at the age of 19, my eight areas of life. And one of those eight areas of life, now, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to flash the a diagram depicting the eight areas of life that fill eight fundamental needs. One of those is the tree of friendship, which represents the fundamental human need for belonging. Meaning that us humans are wired to feel like we belong to a tribe. And it is a primal instinct because we survived in tribes where somebody hunted, somebody gathered, somebody cooked, somebody cleaned, somebody built huts. So we all have different skills and different strengths that we bring to that tribe. And so together we survived. So in the olden days, if we were banished from the tribe, that meant certain death. One, physical death, but also there was an emotional death before that because we went into a state of fight or flight. We panicked because we were alone. That memory of that feeling is encoded in all our genes. And it doesn't distinguish between extroverts and introverts. So with respect to that objection about I don't need people, it is a common misconception and it is a modern myth. And it is one that is very dangerous. The research, and I'm not going to cite all of it because there's been hundreds of longevity researchers that overwhelmingly shows that it is absolutely imperative for our longevity, for our health, mental health, emotional well-being, physical health, that we have strong social connections, that we socialize regularly. So I want to just meet some of those objections about I don't need people, I just need my pets. And we even had one person who said that I've been hurt too many times and I feel a lot safer when I'm on my own. So first I'm going to address the issue of the research. For all the introverts out there, the research, and I acknowledge this, does not say how long you need to socialize, but it talks about the frequency of socializing. And it said the research shows that socializing at least five times a week is important for your health. So if you can accept that, I will acknowledge that I think introverts like to socialize a lot less. Extroverts may like to go out with their friends for 4 or 5 hours, but introverts find that draining. But you still need to socialize. It just means you need to reduce the duration of that socializing if you're an introvert. But more importantly, not just the duration, but the intensity of that socializing. What are you doing when you're socializing? Are you going for walks along the beach? Are you going to a restaurant? Are you watching TV together? Choose the type of socializing that lights you up and makes you feel safe and secure. So maybe you like somewhere quiet as an introvert, but you have some extrovert friends. Opposites attract sometimes. So tell your extrovert friends, hey, for the next time that we socialize, can we do this? You know, can we play cards, or can we play chess, or can we watch a show that's a little bit more relaxing, or can we go for a walk? Can we go for a drive to the country? So it's about the duration and the intensity of what you're doing during that socializing. But it does not mean you don't need to socialize. There is no exceptions when it comes to our primal need for belonging. And socializing with friends fills that fundamental human need, whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. The difference is, as I said, in the duration and the intensity. And they're the two variables that you can control. Now, this other comment from another person who said that they've just been hurt too many times. And with respect, I want to give you some analogy from my own personal experience. I was fired from so many jobs when I was younger, but it did not stop me from working. So just because you've experienced people that have hurt you, it should not stop you from moving forward in life. It's like exercise. I've injured myself many times in the gym, and I've learned from those, but it does not stop me from exercising. The moment I feel better, I get back in the game. And I'm really sorry that you've been hurt in the past by people maybe that have been mean to you, or not that they're not the right people for you. And this is where you need to distinguish between toxic people and constructive, positive people who are joyful to be around, who make you laugh, who inspire you, who are constructive with you, who even challenge you. So my message there is you need to avoid toxic people. Don't be hanging around people that are always focusing on your faults, or who are jealous or envious of you, who are competitive with you, who betray your trust and confidence, who let you down and who flake on you, or people that only call you when they need something. Of course, stay away from those people. But don't tell me out of 9 billion people on this planet, you can't find three friends that are not loving to you. They are out there. I've been hurt many times in the past by toxic friends, but I've learned from those things. Don't let that stop you from moving forward in life. It's tragic and it's not loving to you. It's just like when you fall in love and you're in a relationship and that person has broken your heart. You need to keep searching, or rather put yourself in the position of love. You don't give up on love. You don't give up on exercise. You don't give up on your career. You don't give up making friends and socializing just because you've been hurt in the past. And with respect, if you are avoiding socializing, then you need to also ask yourself, well, are you living with insecurities? Are you insecure about socializing with friends? Do you fear rejection? Do you fear ridicule? And a lot of people who are introverts fear that. They fear that, well, you know, I'm going to say something stupid in a group of friends and they're going to ridicule me either privately or publicly. You can't walk around with those fears. There is someone for everyone in this world, and I firmly believe that. I've had people that have hated on me, ridiculed me. I've lost my job. I've lost friends. I've lost friends that like to drink a lot of alcohol, and they made me feel stupid or uninteresting because I don't drink alcohol, but I stayed true to my values. But I did that did not stop me from moving forward and seeking other friendships. I use the metaphor of the turtle as I think the most courageous creature on this planet. You know, the turtle, when it stays in its shell, is impenetrable to prey, because it is vulnerable when it sticks its neck out and moves forward. In its shell, nobody can penetrate it and nobody can hurt the turtle. But the turtle still sticks its neck out to move from land to sea. When it gets to the sea, it's in its element and it actually flies through the sea. It's actually, the turtle is one of the fastest creatures on the planet when it reaches water. But on land, it's slow. It has to go through an arduous task to get to the sea, but it sticks its neck out and continues to do that. So my message to you is don't live within your shell. You need to have courage like the turtle. Look, I hope that's given you, you know, some insight into the importance of socializing and moving forward. And if you are stuck, really, really stuck and unable to socialize, then get therapy, right? Therapy is super critical, And there shouldn't be a stigma attached to it. You know, a lot of successful people have not just mentors, but therapists that they lean on to overcome obstacles. We are not born perfect, and none of us have a perfect life. We have circumstances that are harsh, that are thrust upon us. My parents came from war-torn Lebanon. I grew up with so many insecurities from leaving the homeland, coming here with nothing and rebuilding a life. But we continued on. And my message to you is don't let past hurts define your future. It's dusty past. Let go of it. Learn from it and move on. And I promise you, when you find the right friends and the right people in your life who bring you joy, it'll just open up your life. So I hope that's answered your question. Okay, let's move on to the next question. I did an episode on energy being the number one currency for the 21st century. And it's one of the three resources. It was a three-part series on time, money, and energy. And energy being the most important resource, because when you have high energy, you can create more time and more money. And I talked about three things that impact your energy. And that is toxic living, toxic thinking, and toxic people. So I talked about why you need to avoid toxic people. So the question says, what do I do if a family member is toxic? Isn't it a bit mean to avoid those same people? Because sometimes they are toxic for a reason, right? It's not their fault. Isn't it our obligation to be there for them unconditionally? Now, I can understand how difficult it is to cut yourself off or distance yourself off from toxic people. It's difficult at work if you're working with someone that's toxic, especially if it's your boss. But hey, you can change jobs. It's difficult with friends, but you can respectfully avoid friends that are toxic. It is difficult with family members because it's difficult to avoid family members, especially if it's close family members. And it's virtually impossible, right, to avoid your partner if they're toxic. But let me ask you this. Who's the most important person in the world in your life? The most important relationship you have in this world is the relationship you have with yourself. Your spirit, your essence, that little voice inside of you, that is the most important thing in your life. When you are not your thoughts, you are the person that witnesses your thoughts. So that essence of you, when toxic people hurt you, that is crushing your spirit. And it's not loving to you. We are all born on our own in this world, and we all die on our own in this world. So ultimately, our first relationship is to that spirit. Now, if you're a religious, that spirit is your relationship with God. And yes, God does teach love and tolerance, but God is also just. And it is not just to you. It is not fair to you to live a life that is continuously miserable if you have people that are toxic. You need to set boundaries with people in your life that you just simply can't avoid, like your family members. And you set your boundaries by saying that your health is important. I use health as an example because you might have friends that are toxic because they don't value eating healthy, they don't value exercise or sleep, and they may take recreational drugs or drink too much or don't exercise or eat the wrong foods. And you find that that's becoming toxic for you, and you need to avoid that. And so you minimize your exposure to them. So in one of those episodes, I talked about some of the methods for, you know, avoiding toxic people with respect. And one of those is to, if you can't avoid them, then have gatherings where there's lots of other people who act as a buffer. The other thing is to be respectfully unavailable a lot of the times where they seek one-on-one time with you. You know, it's those times when they call you only when they need something. It's about them all the time. Then you become unavailable, as hard as it is. You need to give yourself permission to say, nobody and nothing is worth my health and happiness, right? I'm going to repeat that. Nobody and nothing is worth my health and happiness in this world. If you find it too difficult and you don't give yourself permission to say those things, then you maybe need to revisit what your goals and dreams in life are, because I find people who are driven, who know what they want in life, who have very specific goals, who have a very clear vision for their future and what they want in a relationship, what they want at work, what they want from their friends, what they want from their work colleagues, from their suppliers, from themselves, they can move on pretty quickly from toxic people. And they do so really without any guilt or shame, and neither should you. So another thing I want you to do is, if you find it difficult, is go back and revisit your goals and dreams in the 8 areas of life and say, am I excited about the future? And if I'm not, then I need to be a lot clearer about my goals, because goals should be so exciting. And when you wake up in the morning, that's all you think about, not languishing and being dragged by toxic people, and no matter who they are, because you're a person with a mission. People on a mission don't really have time to feel guilty about avoiding toxic people. Now let's move on to the next question. Why is that every year when I set New Year's resolutions, I can never find the motivation to stick to them? I see people setting goals and accomplishing them, and it makes me feel like it shouldn't be so hard. Please help. Okay. This is a common problem, absolutely. A lot of people make New Year's resolutions, used to actually. People have given up on making New Year's resolutions because they know they're not going to stick to it. So number one is, are these goals really goals that light you up? On a scale of, 1 to 10, if it's not a 9 or a 10 out of 10 for these goals, then you're just simply not going to stick to New Year's resolutions. Number two is, you need to have a complete set of goals in the 8 areas of life. Now, if you are new to our podcast and you're watching it on YouTube, I'm going to put the diagram up right now on what the 8 areas are. But if you're listening to us on audio, they are health, love, family, work, friendship, learning, wealth, and charity. And you can go to our website, ahigherbranch.com, and you'll see that diagram on the homepage. So you need to have goals in each of the 8 areas of life. If you make New Year's resolutions that are a little bit scattered without a framework, you're not going to stick to it. But I'm going to give you 2 more tips, because why is it that some people stick to their New Year's resolutions and focus on daily goals and they're just moving forward and others don't? There's obviously something that they do that's different, right? So what is it? Now, is it motivation? Kind of. Motivation is fleeting. It comes and it goes, right? You might have motivation one day because you had a good sleep, you ate well, and you wake up with energy, and you construe that as having motivation. Another time you wake up with a headache and you think, I have no motivation, so I'm not going to do anything today. Obviously, motivation is fleeting, but it is important. It's important to start something. It doesn't work to stick with something, right? So motivation is good to start, but not to stick. So it's motivation coupled with rituals, which are daily rituals. In any business, you have systems. You have workflow management systems. People don't just show up for work and say, well, am I motivated to work today? That triggers a task. They perform that. Phone call comes in. If you're in a call center, you have a script and you have to perform that task, whether you're motivated or not. It shouldn't be any different in life. You need to perform every day the things that you need to perform to stick to those New Year's resolutions, whether you're motivated or not. And the only way to do that is to have life systems. So the how is the life system. It's like software. If you load software on a computer without an operating system, it's not going to work. So think of software like new ideas, like new diets, new exercise routines, new things that you want to do, New Year's resolutions, new goals. That's all software, right? But you need to load that software on an operating system. If you have an old operating system, a broken operating system, in other words, when I say a operating system, your mind's operating system of how you process obstacles, how you deal with setbacks, how you focus on your goals, how you take action daily, how you deal with emotional hurts, right? If you don't have a system for life, then you're going to trip up. Now, it's really outside the scope of today's Q&A to talk in detail about that operating system, except I want you to know that Motivation helps you start, and systems help you stick with your resolutions. So another hack for having motivation is to follow someone who inspires you, motivates you. And that doesn't always have to be influencers on social media. It could be authors, and it could be people that you work with that inspire you. And it could be people that inspire you in some areas of life, but not other areas. So inspiration and motivation, and even the people that you follow, right? You shouldn't hold them to a godlike perfection standard, because I follow some influencers that I know personally, and I'm absolutely motivated and inspired by them. But I also don't see them as perfect people. The reason I say that is because if you're inspired by someone and they do or say something that you think, huh, really? Right? Don't let that be your cue to stop being inspired and motivated by them. You need to continue being motivated by what they do. And yes, people will say and do some stupid things. We've all done it. I do it. You do it. Our heroes do it. The point is to pick someone that motivates you and inspires you. And that can be a person on those days when you lack motivation, you listen to one of their clips on YouTube, or you listen to a podcast of theirs, or they've appeared on a podcast. So some of the people that have inspired me over the years have been teachers, other students that I've gone to school with and university with, family members, my own children, work colleagues, authors like Dr. Guy Winch, people like David Goggins, who inspired me in so many different ways. Anyway, my point is find someone who inspires you, and they can be that person that you listen to on those days where you are feeling down. But the most important point that I'm giving you here is you need to have life systems. So there are 4 daily rituals, 5 habits, and 6 life hacks that I call my 4-5-6 system that help me stay on track. As I said, motivation helps you start. The 4-5-6 system helps me stick to going after my goals. Now, I recorded episodes on each one of these rituals and each one of these habits and the 6 life hacks in 2021. So you can go back and listen to those episodes. And there's also an episode on why you shouldn't rely on motivation, why I talk in more detail about the importance of life systems. But really, you need to bookend your day with 3 morning rituals and 3 nightly rituals that are the same. That's movement, meditation, and journaling. And I'm going to bring out a free course very soon where you can download on each one of those 3 rituals. And so they're 3 rituals in the morning, 3 rituals at night. And in that course, you'll see how they're done differently in the morning and at night. But it's those 3 rituals that keep me focused. It's a system for me to show up and give my best no matter how I'm feeling, whether I'm motivated or not. And in that course, I'll explain how that system keeps you on track. And now I mentioned 4 daily rituals because there is a 4th one that is not bookended in the morning and at night. It's one during the day, and it's the ritual of continuously learning. And that's when I'm driving, while I'm traveling, and I plug in and listen to audiobooks and podcasts. And that's my daily ritual for learning. Anyway, when you stack those 4 daily rituals, the 5 habits, and the 6 life hacks, they will keep you on track in life. Also, there's a few episodes which will really help you. And one of those is the 4 signs you need a life reset. And we'll put a link in the description, which was published on the 31st of October in 2023. On the 2nd of January this year, I did Tips to Upgrade Your Life for 2024. And as I said, you'll find many other episodes where I touch on the importance of systems. I'm obsessed with systems because if you're in business, that is the only way for success. You can't rely on motivation. Okay, well, I hope I've answered that question. The episode today has gone a little bit longer, so I'll reserve the next few questions to my next Q&A session. Thank you for listening, and keep those questions and those comments coming through. Even objections, I really don't mind criticism. I take all criticism as constructive, and also my cue to have a conversation with you. So please keep them coming. And you can send this direct email through the website, but please follow me on social media. If you're watching on YouTube, I'll bring up the links now, but you can search for me under Sam McCool or under A Higher Branch. And if you know anyone in your life to start the year in 2024 that you want to start on a new journey, and you have people in your life that you love and care about, and you want them to come on this journey of self-development with you and self-improvement, do so in a respectful manner. Don't overwhelm people with your enthusiasm, but do so by sharing my episodes with them. You know, I always, whenever I'm recording an episode, I always think of someone that has asked me this question in the past, and it's my inspiration to producing it. So, you know, please do likewise and share it with them. In a way, it's like you're helping me produce and spread the message of this episode, and you're coming on this journey. I want you to be an ambassador of A Higher Branch and stay with me on this journey. And on that note, thank you for listening, and I want to leave you with the same reminder I do every single episode, and that is, every morning is the dawn of a new day and your opportunity to hit that reset button and start a new life. I hope you have a great day, and as always, live consciously, my friends.